Step 4. On the day of the appointment or scheduled phone call, be sure that you're prepared in the following way. Be well-groomed and well-dressed. Even if all your sales are done on the phone, if you look good, you feel good, and that comes across in your communication. Being dressed professionally shifts your mind into success mode, and you will lift your game. Do whatever is necessary to set your emotions and thoughts in the right place. In other words, choose the emotion you want before the appointment. Be excited, be enthusiastic, and be happy. If you do this, the outcome of your appointment will reflect that mindset. Be on time and arrive at your destination at least 5 minutes before the meeting time. If the appointment was set over a week previously, call in advance to confirm the appointment before you get in your car. This shows courtesy and good planning. Remember that if you've agreed to call back on a specific date, make sure you call. Do what you say you will do when you said you would do it. It is very important to keep your agreements. If anything does change, inform the other person as soon as possible. Step 5. As you walk into the appointment or make that telephone call, remember to focus on what you want to happen as an outcome to the meeting. Before the meeting, attempt to remember a similar positive experience from your past where everything went really well. Anchor that positive moment by reliving the moment in your head and allowing yourself to feel that emotion. As you meet the prospect face-to-face for the first time, be sure to smile and offer your hand in handshake, if that's customary in your region. Then, wait to be directed to a seat by the prospect before sitting. If you're making a telephone call, it is even more important that you smile, as this will come across in your communication. Design a conversation solely to find out as much as you can about the prospect, about what they do, why they do it, why they like it, what their ideals are, and what their frustrations and problems are. Do not try to sell, even if they ask. You cannot pitch till you fill the bucket with the bits and pieces of data about them. Ask the questions and listen to the answers. You should also physically show prospects that you are listening intently. This will let them know that you're truly interested and totally into what they're thinking. As they speak, be careful not to interrupt, no matter how excited you get about something they just said. Listen all the way through. You may be excited about something, but remember, all the prospect wants is to tell you what's on his mind. He is not interested in what you have to say until he's finished what he has to say. So keep quiet and listen. Continue to ask open questions, ones that can't be answered with a one-word answer, such as why, when, how many. The second level of questions that you should ask should be questions regarding the prospects themselves, their business, the nature of their needs, and what they specifically want, if they've not already told you. Learn as much as you possibly can. If this is a network marketing sale, find out what their specific tangible goals are, their opinion about how to implement or make use of the product or service, and their emotional expectation. This is important, because when you begin to give them answers, you must deliver on all of these criteria. If prospects simply want you to tell them about your product or service or opportunity, and insist that you go first, you should politely agree to do that after a couple of very quick questions. It is important to be sure that you are able to listen first for several reasons. It gives you time to relax. It allows you to understand the important things about the prospect, their energy, their emotions, their needs, their expectations, their body language, and many other things as well.